Now, while many people are taking advantage of the bank holiday weekend to relax and get some downtime, families that are unable to access respite services aren't getting a break. An increasing number of older parents are now the primary carers of their adult children with intellectual disabilities and autism. Our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally has this report.
Hi Edward.
Hi Edward.
What are you doing here? Is Mark here yet?
Not yet.
He's not there.
Edward Moore is 30 years old. He has autism. He loves everything got to do with aeroplanes. And when we visit his home, he's waiting to be picked up for his day service.
What are you doing today, Edward?
Doing my key fit.
You're doing key fit? Where do you do that, Edward?
In Kylemore.
In the past, Edward attended respite 6 weekends a year, but that has been reduced down to 2. His mother, Angelina, is no longer able to cope. Her health has deteriorated and she needs help.
I'm battling over the years to try and get Edward residential care. A pathway is what I'm looking for Edward. Edward is very anxious and gets really upset. He said he's lonely, he wants friends, and there's been cutbacks. His respite has been cut back to 2. It was 6, and he lives for those. Sorry, I'm getting upset.
Can we get you some tissue? Hold on a second.
There's 500 on the catchment area here for residential, and I've been told that there's no funding, even though there is placements within Edward's day service. And I've been told there's no funding and Edward isn't even on that list. Now, I'm concerned because I can see my son regress. I can see what's happening and his and my health. You know, naturally I'm going to worry when I see him the way he is. And it's not good. So I kind of say, well, what chance has my son got if they're telling me he isn't even on a list? Like, this is a stockpiling crisis. Like, do people need to fall before they get any help? Yeah, have a good day,
have
okay?
Good day. I love you.
I do. Mammy does love you, Edward, okay?
Angelina is one of thousands of parents across the country fighting for respite. The independent Senator Tom Clonan says he's inundated with people contacting him in desperation.
I'm being messaged over social media from carers all over the country who have no respite, no supports. There's nothing for them. And it's so cruel and it's so unnecessary. There is budget there. And I'm finding increasingly that HSE disability service managers are just unwilling to actually administer the packages of support that are needed. They have a very paternalistic, often, and patronising approach to these people. And in some cases refusing. In Angelina's case saying, you know, even though there is a place available for Edward, they're saying, no, we're not going to fund it because there are people older than you in their 80s who are still caring for adult children. I mean, what a thing to say to a person who's at breaking point. And the HSE and other agencies must be compelled, they must be obliged to administer and fund the packages that are required to support people like Angelina and Edward.
These packages are in greater demand than ever before. Latest figures from the Health Research Board show that over 1,700 adults need residential care now or within the next 5 years. Over 1,300 people require overnight respite.
The shortage of respite, unfortunately, is a symptom of a much broader and very serious problem. And that problem is the lack of planning for the residential support needs of people with disabilities over past decades.
Alison Harnett is CEO of the National Federation of Voluntary Service Providers.
While they correctly began to dismantle congregated settings, they didn't put in place an alternative planned residential support in the community, and that really is, unfortunately, a lack that has now manifested itself in a lack of residential support and the lack of respite that you're seeing now. The government has set out the scale of the unmet need in its disability capacity review, but just for instance, in our services which support people with intellectual disability and autism, last year we reported more than 1,500 families where the person was supported by a family carer over the age of 70, and more than 450 of those family carers are over the age of 80. So we've understood that the government has approved an action plan for the capacity review, but we really urgently need to see that published. Only 43 places were assigned in last year's budget. So we really don't understand why there isn't an urgency around this. This has been known for several years.
What would it mean if you got this capacity review? What would it mean to you if you saw that now?
Well, we need to see how we can plan for these residential supports and begin putting them in place year on year. There's such a backlog and such a number of carers and such a number of people themselves who need access to a life in the community, to be able to start their lives and have their independence supported. So if we had the action plan, we could begin putting in place those supports. Because at the moment, what's happening is we're providing residential support on an emergency basis. That's distressing for the family, it's distressing for the person, and it's really expensive for the state.
In a statement, the HSE said it was aware of the extent of the needs of those who are waiting to access respite services, as well as those who need more respite than they're currently accessing. It said the level of service being provided has increased in the past 2 years, and additional services are being developed in 2023. It said that's being supported by a commitment from government with additional funding.
What happens if, say, for example, you don't get the beds you need, you don't get the funding you need?
Unfortunately, what happens is that the responsibility is left with family carers, and that there's huge distress happening behind closed doors. And unfortunately, that's what's been happening for 10 years now.
Angelina's greatest fear is that she will die before knowing that Edward is safe in a residential service. And without respite for him at 62, she doesn't foresee herself alive in her 80s.
I love my son, and I love my son, and I give everything with a heart and a half, but I know I've got to pass, and I know he knows it, and he's looking for reassurance. Mammy is going to be there for me, and I want to be able to say, look, Edward, Mammy's kept her promise.
That was Angelina Moore, ending that report by our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally.